Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. You're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Forrest Hunt, Tressa Furry, your DU broadcasters this afternoon as we have a Pac West doubleheader for you today at the John F. Allen Athletics Complex at Penguin Field. Tressa, this is the first home conference game for the Penguins here against the Notre Dames.
Yes, it is, and they opened at Art U on Monday for a Pac West conference, but nevertheless, it's always fun to watch these Pac West games at home.
Yeah, that game against Art U, they went 1-1 to open it up. So the Penguins come in at 1-1 overall in the conference, as well as Notre Dame. The Argonauts come in 1-1. The Penguins 5-9 overall, and Notre Dame at 2-11 overall. As Spencer Chameau is introducing the lineups here for both the Argonauts and the Penguins. It's 55 degrees outside here in San Rafael, California. On Penguin Radio, slight breeze at our back blowing out to dead center. And a lot of sunshine here, Tressa. We were wondering if it would be overcast and cold today. It's a little breezy, but...
Well, it's a little cold under this tent right now,
yeah,
we're getting absolutely no sun over here because where we're sitting, it's completely shade because we have a lot of the greenery behind us. But if you look out to left and right field, especially out in the outfield, they're enjoying the sun right now.
Yes, they are. And hello to everybody in the outfield in left field listening to us as Spencer Chameau introduces both lineups, and we'll have the national anthem for you and lineups just on the other side of the national anthem. We'll be right back, everybody. Welcome back, everybody. The national anthem is behind us, and it's time for this Pac West home opener for conference play. Tressa here at Penguin Field, Forrest Hunt. Tressa Furry alongside here for today, and we have the starting lineups. First, for the visiting Notre Dame Dana Moore Argonauts. Leading off for the Argonauts, playing left field today will be Haley Stahl. Behind her in the two spot, the DP for the Argos, Megan Lawson. In the three hole for Notre Dame, playing short, Aurora Adams, the cleanup hitter for the NDNUs. Playing right field, Alessandra Giannavola. In the five spot for Notre Dame, the catcher, Tavani Sisko, hitting sixth. Playing center field, Taylor Haynes. Hitting seventh, the third, check it, first baseman, Stella Weinkoff. In the eighth spot, playing second base, Melissa Garcia. And in the nine hole for the NDNUs, playing third base, Lauren Zabit. For the Penguins, defensively first from left to right in the outfield. Playing left will be Keely Bolin Schumacher in center, Emily Jin in right. Defensively on the infield for the Penguins, left to right, will be Ramirez, Reyes, Waltman, and Maddie Christensen. Behind the dish, Alexis Chinchilla, and the starter for the Penguins today, Gabby Katafias. Katafias comes into today, 3-3 overall, a 2.62 ERA, 7 strikeouts, and 5 walks. And last time we were here at Penguin Field, Tressa, Katafias had a day in the circle.
She did. I believe she didn't give up any walks. She only limited the Antelope Valley, correct? Yeah. Two runs, but we saw what Katafias needs to be, not giving up walks, increasing the strikeouts, and it all helped with the strength of the flawless defense, especially on the left side from Ramirez and Reyes. No errors in that game. We need to see that today from the Penguins.
First pitch from Katafias, a fastball misses up and away, and we're underway here at Penguin Field. Umpires today, we got three here at Penguin Field, Stacy Stobo behind the plate, Thomas Eddy, and Sean Beaton. The 1-0 from Katafias to the leadoff hitter for the Argonauts, Haley Stahl, a fastball in the inside corner, called strike. Count evens at 1-1. So we talked to Alexis Chinchilla yesterday before the basketball game we were on there. We said that, Chinchilla, this is two different teams. The 1-1 chopped on the ground, a foul ball, 1-2. We talked to Chinchilla about how this Penguins team has shown two different sides so far. They hit well day in and day out. And there's the team that plays stellar defense, and there's a team that can boot up 8 or 9 errors a game, a day.
Yeah. And in spite of the 2-11 record from NDNU, they have a really good fielding percentage as well. Defense is their strength in this team, and so the Penguins need to match up with that.
The 1-2 pitch swung on a miss on a curveball, strike three, quickly one away for Gabby Katafias. For Notre Dame, hitting second, Megan Lawson. Lawson's the DP. for the Argonauts as she digs in. A right-handed hitter, Catafias into the wind. First pitch to Lawson. Fastball misses up high. 1 ball and no strikes on Lawson, the two-hole hitter for the Argonauts. If you're just tuning in, welcome, everybody. It's 56 degrees and the wind is slightly blowing out to center. The 1-0 from Catafias. Chopped on the ground to third on one hop. Picked up by Ramirez over to first for the second out. So quickly, two outs for Catafias on just 6 pitches.
1-2-3 inning would be splendid for her. That's a pitcher's dream come true, is to start out the game.
Yeah, first conference game here at home in front of the home fans, and you want to go out there and get a quick inning, get back into the dugout, and let your offense go to work. In steps the three-hole hitter for the Argonauts, Aurora Adams, the shortstop, a right-handed hitter. The first pitch from Catafias is a fastball in the outside corner, missed. 1-0 to Aurora Adams. The wind's picking up here at Penguin Field. Still blowing out to center. The 1-0 from Catafias, a fastball in the outside corner, missed once again. 2-0 on Aurora Adams. Catafias gets a sign from Chinchier, the 2-0 pitch, chopped on the ground to third, just foul. Wide of the third base bag. It's 2-1 on Adams. Adams this year a 409 hitter. She's left the yard twice with 15 RBIs. Owning that three-hole spot is Aurora Adams. A 2-1 on Adams. Delivery from Catafias, a fastball. Called strike on the outside corner. Count evens at 2-2. On deck for the Argonauts, Alessandra Giannavola, the right fielder and the cleanup hitter. Catafias with the sign from Chinchi into the line, the 2-2 pitch. Skied to left, Bolin towards the line, into the corner. Bolin unable to get there. The count remains 2-2. So a long fly ball, Tressa down the left field line for Adams. Showcasing a little bit of that power, unable to keep it straight away. Little out in front. Catafias into the line, the 2-2 delivery, lined up the middle. Schumacher coming in, makes a sliding catch to end the inning. So a frozen rope from Aurora Adams hung up just enough for Schumacher to put it away for out number 3. No runs on, no hits, nobody left. Top of the order due up for the Penguins, and we're going to stay right here on Penguin Radio. For Juliana Santos's Penguin lineup today, leading off, playing center field, Mackenzie Schumacher. Hitting second for the Penguins, the shortstop, Caritza Reyes. In the third spot for the DUs, the third baseman, the freshman, Alyssa Ramirez. Hitting cleanup for the DUs this afternoon, the second baseman, another freshman, Alyssa Waltman. In the five hole, the DP, Daylen Dennis, who in her first at bat at Penguin Field this year, went deep. Hitting sixth, the backstop for the Penguins, Alexis Chinchilla. Maddie Christensen hitting seventh, the first baseman. Hitting eighth, the right fielder, Emily Jin. And ninth for the Penguins, the speedy Keely Bolin playing left today. So as Mackenzie Schumacher gets ready to hit, Tresso, she likes to get on base early, and whether it's by the way of a bunt single, an infield single using her speed, any way to get Schumacher to first, and she's more than likely going to steal second on you.
Well, as I mentioned, NTNU's defense is stellar, except for that third base spot, Lauren Zabat, who is the third baseman. She leads the team with 5 errors, and as you said, Mackenzie Schumacher loves to bunt and test that left side of the infield to see if she can get on base. So I expect her to come out and get aggressive, even maybe start with a bunt single, just to test Zabat and see how in the zone that she is.
In the circle for Notre Dame will be Delaney Pamplin. She's 1-6, a 3.29 ERA. First pitch to Schumacher, runs up on it and takes low. 1-0 on Mackenzie Schumacher. Schumacher hitting .292 so far in this 2018 season. She's 12 for 13 stolen base attempts. The 1-0 pitch to Schumacher, a fastball in the outside corner, called strike, count evens at 1-1. Bottom of the first here at Penguin Field, game one of a PacWest doubleheader. Right here on Penguin Radio. Forrest Hunt, Tressa Furry, Stuart Horn will be joining us later. The 1-1 to Schumacher runs up and a half-hearted swing. She goes around 1-2 on Mackenzie Schumacher.
And as I mentioned, the third baseman, Laura Zabat, she's playing well inside. probably anticipating a bunt as well on the first baseman.
Yeah, about 50 feet away from home plate. Two strikes on Schumacher, though. The 1-2 pitch misses outside. Count evens at 2-2. Schumacher, a left-handed hitter. Likes to go up the middle a lot, Tressa, and the center fielder for the Argonauts, Haynes, is playing towards the left center gap.
Yeah, big gap right there. Schumacher's got a lot of possibilities.
The 2-2 line down the third baseline out of play. The count remains 2-2 on Mackenzie Schumacher. Kurtz Urrea is on deck. Alyssa Ramirez in the hole for the Penguins. Schumacher, the leadoff hitter for the Penguins here in the home half of the first. Nobody across for Notre Dame in the top half. The 2-2 to Schumacher. Popped down the left field line out of play. Seventh pitch upcoming from Delaney Pamplin, who has 25 strikeouts to 22 walks so far this year, and opponents hit 320 against her. Into the wind, the 2-2 delivery from Pamplin in the dirt, taken by Schumacher, and the count is full. Schumacher will get on base any way she can, Tressa, and we talk about how much speed she has and how much of a nuisance she is on the bases. The payoff pitch from Pamplin, up and away, ball four. Schumacher down to first, and the Penguins with early life as a leadoff hitter walks here to open the bottom half of the first.
Ideal starting for Schumacher. As you mentioned, any way she gets on base and being a nuisance on the bases, she's 12 for 13 in stolen bases this year. And we've only been 15 games in this season.
That's Schumacher's third walk of the year as in steps Caritza Reyes, third baseman for the Argonauts. Zabit playing halfway between the third base bag and home plate. First pitch to Reyes, fastball in the outside corner, just missed off the outside black. One ball and no strikes to Caritza Reyes. Schumacher stayed put at first. Middle infielders pinching to turn the double play. Corner infielders in as all the Argonauts look down at the wristband. And the 1-0 delivery from Pamplin. Schumacher off and running for second base, and she's in there safely. So add another stolen base for Mackenzie Schumacher. She is 13 for 14 on the season. The pitch to Reyes was a called strike, so it's 1-1 for Delaney Pamplin. As she looks into the dugout, the head coach, Ashley Carter, gets the sign. All the Argos look down at the wrist. The 1-1 delivery from Pamplin. Curveball. As Reyes squares around and attempts a bunt, fouls it straight back. It's 1-2. Nobody out here in the home half of the first. Penguins with a runner in scoring position. And Mackenzie Schumacher, who walked and then stole second. Penguins 120 feet away from getting the first run of the game. Pamplin looks at the wristband. Into the wind, the 1-2 delivery. Fastball misses away. 2-2 to Caritza Reyes. Alyssa Ramirez is on deck. Alyssa Waltman in the hole for the Penguins. Reyes this year hitting at 306. Bat rests on the shoulder, right-handed hitter. The shortstop for the Penguins, the 2-2. Chopped on the ground to short. Up with it, Adams checks the runner at second. Pump fakes, throw back to second. Schumacher's there in time, and Caritza Reyes will reach on the fielder's choice. So Adams with the pump fake to first. Tried to get Schumacher to bite. Schumacher stayed put. The flip back to second, not in time. The Penguins are in business. First and second here, nobody away. And Alyssa Ramirez digs in for the Penguins, hitting 368 so far in her freshman season. Ramirez, the third baseman, wide open stance. Bat rests on the shoulder. First pitch from Pamplin. She squares around, pops it straight up. And quick out of the squad is Cisco for the first out of the inning. Ramirez trying to sacrifice the runners over to get two runners into scoring position. And she pops it straight up. Cisco able to make an athletic play behind the dish. One away here in the home half of the first. Still no score. Schumacher at second after a walk and a stolen base. Reyes at first for the Penguins after the fielder's choice. And in steps Alyssa Waltman. First pitch to Waltman. Fastball in the outside corner just missed. 1-0 to Alyssa Waltman.
A familiar sighting here in her first at-bat against Antelope Valley, our last home game. It was a three-run home run to the left side, and she's leading the team in home runs, so she's capable of a lot of power.
The 1-1, checking 1-0 in the dirt. Waltman takes. It's 2-0 on Alyssa Waltman. So far this year, four home runs, 13 RBIs for the freshman, hitting in the four spot, the cleanup spot for the Penguins. She digs in. Pamplin into the dugout to Coach Carter. Looks at the wristband. Cisco gives the sign, the 2-0 delivery. Chopped up the middle. Pample makes a play over to third for one for the force to get the lead runner Schumacher, and that's all the Argonauts will get. And Alyssa Waltman will reach on the fielder's choice. Two away for the Penguins as Daylen Dennis steps in, the DP for the DUs. And her first at-bat this year was a pinch hit appearance, and she deposited a three-run home run over the left center field wall. That was against Menlo way back at the beginning of February. So two on, two away as Daylen Dennis steps in. First pitch from Pamplin, fastball in the inside corner, chopped foul. No balls and one strike on Daylen Dennis. Reyes at second, Waltman at first. Both reached on a fielder's choice. Schumacher forced out at third, two away. The 0-1 pitch from Pamplin, fastball in the outside corner, just off the outside black. Two on, two away here in the bottom of the first. Dennis steps in. Looks at the wristband, does Pamplin the delivery. Chopped on the ground to third by a diving Zabit into left field for a base hit. Daylen Dennis with the first hit for the Penguins here this afternoon, and the DUs have them loaded with Alexis Chinchilla, the catcher for the Penguins. And we talked to her on Penguin Radio yesterday before the basketball game, and she was telling us about how she hits so much better on the road than here at home, but she's hitting .316 this year.
Exactly. She says that sometimes the pressure of familiar faces here at home gets to her, but with a .316 batting average, I don't see it.
We'll see as she steps in with the bases loaded and the opportunity to get the Penguins on the board first. The first pitch from Pamplin. Line down the left field line, foul. And Chinchilla was on that one, got the barrel out early.
Also, in her last game against Art U, she hit her first home run of the season, and she's still excited about it.
Yeah, I was coming out of class in the library, and she works at the library desk. And as I'm coming down the stairs, she says, "Hey, I went yard yesterday." And I went, that's great. First home run of the season, as you mentioned, against Art U. The 0-1 from Pamplin. Fastball in the outside corner, just missed. The count evens at 1-1 on Alexis Chinchilla. Reyes at third. Waltman at second, Dennis at first. The DUs have him loaded with Alexis Chinchilla up with two away here in the home half of the first. Into the line goes Pamplin. The 1-1 delivery in the dirt taken by Chinchilla. It's 2-1. On deck for the Penguins, Maddie Christensen. Chinchilla, as you mentioned, one home run this year, 7 RBIs for the DU backstop. Looking at the wristband goes Delaney Pamplin into the wind. The 2-1 delivery. Off-speed pitch misses. Low and in. 3-1 on Alexis Chinchilla.
We're not seeing much control from the pitcher. She's got a lot of pitches that have been on the outside of the plate.
Walker knock opportunity for Alexis Chinchilla. Delaney Pamplin into the wind. The 3-1 delivery. Slow curveball. Chinchilla waits and knocks it down the third baseline. Foul. The count goes full with two away here in the bottom of the first. Reyes at third, Waltman at second, Dennis at first for the DUs. Still a nothing-nothing game if you're just tuning in. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Forrest Hunt and Tressa Furry. Stuart Horn will be joining us later today as Pamplin looks in at Coach Carter, who gives the sign, looks down at the wristband. Into the wind, the payoff pitch to Alexis Chinchilla. Misses down and away, ball four. And Pamplin walks in the first run of the game. DUs lead it 1-0.
More of that small ball from the Dominican Penguins that they love to play. Easily getting to the psyche of the pitcher, especially Delaney Pamplin, who has only had a 3.29 ERA. But nonetheless, Dominican loves to play those kind of mental games by playing within the infield, getting a lot of fielder's choices, forcing the defense to work, and try wearing them down early.
Really selective are the Penguin hitters so far here in this first inning against Pamplin, who, as you mentioned, has struggled to find the strike zone early on in counts. And for the Penguins stepping in is Maddie Christensen, the first baseman for the DUs, with an opportunity to add on some more here in the bottom of the first. Penguins lead at 1-0 on the walk to Alexis Chinchilla. First pitch to Christensen, a fastball in the outside corner, called strike. It's 0-1. Christensen, 278. No home runs, 5 RBIs on the season. Pamplin into the wind, the 0-1 delivery to Christensen. A fastball in the outside corner just missed. Count evens at 1-1. Wind slightly blowing out here at Penguin Field, the dead center. Not a cloud in the sky, and it's 57 degrees here in San Rafael today at the John F. Allen Athletics Complex. Pamplin into the wind, the 1-1 delivery. Fastball just missed. Upstairs, 2-1 to Maddie Christensen. With Emily Jin lingering on deck. Christensen digs in. The first baseman for the Penguins, a right-handed hitter, rests the bat on the shoulder. The 2-1 delivery, chopped on the ground to third. By the third baseman, Zavin in the left field for a base hit. Waltman in to score. Behind her, Dennis, and it's a 2-RBI single for Maddie Christensen, and the DUs lead it 3-0. Two RBI single makes it 3-0 DU here in the first, and in steps Emily Jin, the right fielder for the Penguins, looking to add on some more. Two away, 3-0 for the Penguins, and Pamplin, when she's able to find the strike zone so far, Tressa, the Penguins have capitalized on two base knocks to the left side. First pitch to Jin, chopped on the ground to short, picked up by Adams, and Adams unable to hang on, and it's be an E6 for Adams at short, and Jin will reach. The Penguins have him loaded again with a 9 spot due up. That's Keely Bolin, and it looks like Coach Ashley Carter is going to go out for a circle visit here, Tressa, and we're only in the bottom of the first.
And as I said, all their hits have been to the left side of the infield, which I said would be key to getting those runs, early runs, especially Lauren Zabat having 5 errors in her season so far. And Adams, as we saw, shortstop with another error. So, like I said, the hitting's fine, but it's going to be a battle of the defenses today. Whoever commits the least amount of errors in the doubleheader wins the games.
Yeah, we've seen the Penguins so far this year a couple of times commit 8 or 9 errors on the day. And we talked to Chinchilla about that yesterday, and she said, you know, it's really two teams. We hit well day in and day out, and if we can play defense and throw strikes, we're going to be okay. As in steps Keely Bolin, the left fielder for the Penguins, with the bases loaded here in the home half of the first. And she at third, Christensen at second, Jin at first. First pitch to Bolin. Fastball catches the inside corner for a called strike. It's nothing in one. Keely Bolin hitting 067 on the season so far. Has struggled a little bit at the plate, but has an opportunity here to extend the DU lead as Pamplin looks at the wristband. The 0-1 pitch, line pass to third baseman Zabin, in to score Chinchilla. Right around her, Maddie Christensen. Into third goes Emily Jin with a slide. Throw not in time, and Keely Bolin has a 2-RBI double. It's 5-0 Penguins.
As I said, Keely Bolin's first hit actually came in the RU doubleheader on Monday. So we're expecting a little bit of a groove, and I'm pretty sure she feels very confident in that double.
I watched an interview, actually, Tressa, with Joey Votto, the first baseman for the Cincinnati Reds, and they asked how important it is to start out the day 1-for-1. The first pitch to Mackenzie Schumacher misses high and away, nothing in one. He said, you know, a lot of it has to do with your mindset. If you're a hitter that goes out there and you like to get going early and you like to start out 1-1 could lead for a 3-for-3 day, but as Schumacher lines one up the middle for a base hit, in to score Jin, rounding third, Bolin, held up by Coach Santos, and Mackenzie Schumacher with an RBI single to center. That makes it a 6-0 DU lead here in the bottom of the first. And it just depends, Tressa, what kind of hitter you are. If you go up to every single at-bat as it's a brand new day, or if you really ride that momentum, if you start out 1-for-1, a lot of the times it leads to much success later in the day. As in steps Caritza Reyes for the Penguins. Bolin at third. Schumacher at first. Reyes reached on a fielder's choice and scored. First pitch to Reyes as Mackenzie Schumacher trots down to second slowly. Trying to draw a throw from Siska, the catcher, and was unable to do so. And the Penguins have second and third here with two away. So all these runs, Tressa, coming with two outs here in the first. Pamplin into the wind. The 0-1 delivery. Chopped on the ground. Foul. As it hit Reyes, as she was still in the box. It's 0-2 on Caritza Reyes.
Well, that's what happens when you don't establish the strike zone early on and you're not hitting the plate, you have these kind of troubles with two outs.
Yeah, when you it's hard to find the strike zone early. It's hard to get those calls on the outside corner. And the Penguin hitters are just sitting waiting for a fastball, something on the middle part of the plate, the 0-2, just outside. Good take from Caritza Reyes, and it's 1-2. And that's the pitch right there that we're talking about. When you haven't established both sides of the strike zone, you're not going to get the call from our home plate umpire.
And if, sorry about that. And if you're hitting, you tend to be more of a patient hitter, awaiting those walks, finding any way to get on base.
The 1-2 pitch chopped on the ground to first. Over to get it is Weinkauf, races back to the bag and steps on it for out number three. But not before the DUs strike six times here in the first. We'll go to the second. Middle third of the order, due up for Notre Dame. You're listening to NC2A Division II softball on the radio, home with the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Dominican Softball, radio.dominican.edu. Tressa Furry on play-by-play. Forrest Hunt, my trusty sidekick, on color. And we have Gabby Catfice in the circle delivering starting pitch 1-0. So ball one to Alessandra Giannavola, the right fielder. We had an exciting inning for us. Six runs for the Penguins to start off. Giving much-needed run support for Catafias as she delivers a strike right down the middle. Curveball, 1-1 count.
Yeah, a lot of offense from the Penguins in the first inning. Really waiting for their pitch. A lot of balls thrown by Delaney Pamplin. Penguins were able to capitalize on balls in the strike zone.
Different story for Catafias as she had a shutdown first inning. Giovanna slams the ball, but foul down the first base line, 1-2 to the right fielder hitting cleanup.
Catafias has had a lot of success early on in counts, getting first pitch strike and going from there. The only batter she threw a first pitch ball to was a three-hole hitter, Aurora Adams, and ended up getting her to line out to center last inning.
Let's see, Giovanna gets the first hit for the Argonauts as a double down right center. Triple going for third. She will make it safely as Reyes bobbles the ball. A leadoff triple for Alessandra Giannavola to get some momentum going for NDNU to try to answer back with those six runs scored in the bottom of the first.
And just a 1-1 pitch hung up from Catafias, and Giannavola able to hammer it into the right center gap and using that speed in the four hole. A lot of times you don't see a lot of speed in the cleanup spot, but that time able to get into third safely without a slide.
Up at bat now, the catcher, number five hitter, Tivoli Cisco for NDNU as Catafias delivers a pitch in the dirt, 1-0 count to start off. Let's see, Cisco's hitting not very well, 216 for the season, but she does have three doubles and nine RBIs on the season. And much like Alexis Chinchilla, Cisco is a productive catcher for the Argonauts. And usually it's kind of a thing where catchers usually don't hit. At least they don't have good batting averages. But anytime you can get a productive catcher, always a good thing. As Catafias bobbles the ball a little bit, delivers a pitch. Cisco hit right to Reyes for the easy out. Out one. Leaving Giannavola at third base, unable to score. So an unproductive out for Cisco as the number six hitter, Taylor Haynes, playing center field, is walking over to her coach down the third baseline as Catafias, Chinchilla, Coach Santos, and the infield go into the circle for a little meeting.
Yeah, and so far here in the second inning, Tressa, Catafias has left a couple of pitches up in the strike zone. First one she left up led to a triple by Giannavola, and this one, the second one that she left up in the zone, was hammered to short but caught on a line by Reyes. Santos going out there to settle her down a little bit. She needs to work lower in the strike zone, knees to the bottom of the shin. That's where she wants to live here against this Notre Dame team.
As I'm seeing each at-bat, too, or almost all the at-bats, it's been a first-pitch ball, which is pretty common for Catafias. Has been prone to give up a lot of walks in her starts when she's a little off. But she has better command at the strike zone, so all she's got to do is get back in that headspace as she faces Taylor Haynes, the sixth hitter. Fastball just a little outside, but good for a strike. So the first called strike in this inning. So facing an 0-1 count for Haynes.
Haynes, an 0-91 hitter. Catafias looking to get a quick out here to strand that runner at third and get the two outs quickly.
And quickly enough, it's 0-2 as another curveball right down the middle. That sweet spot at the strike zone for Catafias. And as you mentioned, she's hitting 091, so not much protective out. And we're about to approach the bottom of the order, which you hope to get easy outs. However, Haynes just hit a bomb hitting off the Penguins dugout out in left field, but remains alive. 0-2 count to Haynes.
This is where I think we see Catafias try and work in that off-speed pitch, throw that curveball in the dirt. She has a little room to work with here with Haynes down 0-2 and only hitting 091 on the season.
Want to keep that ball in the infield as well, as swing and a miss for Haynes. Easy out number two for Catafias, stranding Giavalla at third. And as we see, Stella Weinkopf, the first baseman for Notre Dame Dinamure out of Belmont, California, which is not too far from here, a little bit south, just a little outside Palo Alto. First pitch, strike for Catafias, 0-1.
Going back to that strikeout of Haynes, Tressa, she had, Catafias had Haynes out in front. She was way out in front on the fastball, as you mentioned. She lined it off the Penguin dugout. Smart pitch going to that curveball in the dirt, had her way out in front.
Swing and a miss for Weinkopf, 0-2 real quick, just like the last at-bat. Up at deck in the circle over there is the second baseman, Melissa Garcia.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
I'd say two curveballs to start out. Weinkopf here, let's see if she goes to a fastball above the hands.
Swings and a misses. Easy strikeout once again. Once again, only leaving one runner at third base, but no run scored. One left on base, one hit for the Argonauts. And coming due up for your Penguins, it is Alyssa Ramirez, Alyssa Wallman, and Daylin Dennis. Thanks for listening to Penguin Softball on radio.dominican.edu. We will be back in about 30 seconds. Hello and welcome back to Penguin Field, where on radio.dominican.edu, you're listening to Dominican Softball face the first PacWest home game of the season against visiting Notre Dame Dinamure Argonauts. And Alyssa Ramirez, your third hitter, who popped out to second on a sacrifice bunt attempt in the first inning. We had a very productive first inning, as we said. But she steps in. Delaney Pamplin has not yet found that establishment of the strike zone as she keeps looking at her arm. And Alyssa Ramirez hits it to the shortstop. But third baseman Weinkopf is unable to make the catch, so that will be reached on an error for Alyssa Ramirez.
That's a second error of the day so far for Adams. That short one on a ground ball, couldn't get it out of the glove clean. And this one on a throw over to first. This time it one hops Weinkopf, and Weinkopf unable to dig it out. They're going to charge that throwing error to Adams at short. So an E6 as Ramirez reaches safely.
All right. And Alyssa Wallman up, clean up hitting. Hit it to a fielder's choice in the first inning, but managed to score one of six runs for the Penguins as she sees a fastball way outside, 1-0 count. Ramirez at first. Infield playing in, we have Lauren Zabai and Weinkopf playing well towards more of the pitcher's circle right there in the middle. Once again, another fastball just way outside, 2-0 count. Nevertheless, it's a beautiful day out here at Penguin Field. A little chilly, but technically, it's still winter, so what
do you
expect?
Yeah, it's still February, which we can't believe some weeks.
Yeah. Waltman swings, but chips it foul towards the Penguins' dugout. 2-1.
Interestingly, with a 2-0 count, Waltman chasing that off-speed pitch, you'd think Juliana Santos would have her sitting on a fastball here, which I'm sure that's what she'll be sitting on throughout the at-bat until she gets to two strikes. Maybe an opposite field approach as the right fielder, Gianna Vola, is playing in the gap, and center fielder Haynes shading her towards the left center field side.
Call strike 2-2 count to Waltman. As you mentioned, the right fielder, Gianna Vola, she has a very good arm because I saw her warming up over there. She has probably the strongest arm on the NDNU outfield. So interesting that she is playing in that gap, but if she manages to catch the ball, I wouldn't test her arm. But Waltman tends to be all around on the bases as she hits to the third baseman, Zabat, but gets the force out at second to get Ramirez out, reaching on a fielder's choice.
That was a foul ball.
Oh,
Yep. She got it just past, just wide of the third base back. And we'll see if Waltman here with two strikes can shorten up and try and shoot something the other way. Maybe over the head of the first baseman Weinkauf, who's playing in. Maybe down the right field line, try and get something in that right center gap.
Got a little ahead of myself there. But I almost got the call right, as she does hit it to Zabat, but she manages to get out on a five, on a line out to the third baseman. So, nevertheless, it is one out. I just predicted it too early, I suppose. But nevertheless, we have the DP, Daylon Dennis, hitting in the fifth spot for the DUs. As she hits it to Zabat, on her knees, gets the throw, but does not make it in time as Alyssa Ramirez does advance to second, and Daylon Dennis once again reaches on a fielder's choice. So runners at first and second for the Penguins, as we see the catcher Alexis Chinchilla up at bat for the sixth spot. Last time she drew a walk and she saw about six pitches, so we anticipate that she's either going to hit for power or she's going to be very patient and try to get a walk.
Yeah, Chinchilla started that rally for the Penguins in the first. She walked home a run to bring in the first run for the Penguins, and five runs later, the Penguins have a 6-0 lead.
1-0-2, Chinchilla has a fastball very high, not really much near the strike zone. Corners playing in, as they have been pretty much all game. We see a significant gap in right field as Giavola is playing more towards the right, but it doesn't matter because Chinchilla hits ball well over Zabat into the left field, scoring Ramirez. Once again, another RBI for Chinchilla. 7-0. That's Chinchilla's second RBI of the day. So she is 1-for-1.
That's a good at-bat by Alexis Chinchilla. Just waiting on her pitch, got a fastball up in the zone, got her hands through, and caught the barrel on it down the left field line for an RBI single.
Maddie Christensen up at bat, chipping it towards, once again, the Penguin dugout for an 0-1 start, fouling off. She had two RBIs in the last at-bat, hitting a single to left field, much like Alexis Chinchilla did just now. A lot of the hits today have been towards that left field, which is seems to be the sweet spot for the day. So it makes sense why the outfield's playing more towards your left. Fastball just a bit outside. 1-1 to Maddie Christensen.
You know, you mentioned the Penguins a little pull heavy here today. I'd like to see them stay back and keep their hands back and drive it to the right side, maybe in that right center gap.
Pitch low to Christensen, 2-1 count, and you're right. We see that gap. I would like to see the Penguins take a little bit of advantage of that.
Yeah, the center fielder for the NDNUs, Haynes, is playing in the left center field gap, and the right fielder, Giannavola, is playing in the right center gap. Need to keep the defense honest.
Chips it to Pamplin, but gets the out. 1-3 put out for Maddie Christensen. Two outs in the inning as Emily Jin, the right fielder for your Penguins today, comes out to bat. She reached on a first Adams error of the game in the first inning and scored the last of six runs for the Penguins in that first inning.
Yeah, Jin in her first at-bat hit the ball hard to short, as you mentioned. Adams unable to handle it. She can hit the ball hard in this at-bat. Coaches like to tell you, hit the ball hard and see what happens. Make the defense make a play.
And Jin sees a strike right down the middle that she recognized very quickly. 0-1 count to Emily Jin from Pamplin. Pamplin looking towards the NDNU dugout from signs from her coach. Looks down at her arm and delivers the pitch as Jin, again, hits it relatively hard to Adams, but cannot make the putout again as Chinchilla scores, Dennis and Chinchilla both score, and Jin makes it safely at third on the error by Adams.
That's a three-base error, throwing error by Adams at short. She had time to get Jin at first, just threw it a little wide of first up the line, and Jin with the hustle all the way, able to get all the way around to third.
Seemed like Adams wanted to get rid of that ball as quickly as possible as well to make sure she got the throw in time. But fortunately for the Penguins, it is now 9-0 as Keeley Bolin reaches her second at-bat. Had a double in the last at-bat in the first. Her first extra base hit of the season, taking a 1-0 count from Pamplin. Emily Jin at third. Keely Bolin hits it towards the left, but that is a foul ball. And yes, it is a foul ball. I got that right. A
lot of foul balls down the left field line for the Penguins here today. And I'd like to see them stay back a little bit and try and shoot some to the right side. I know I said it earlier, Tressa, but if you can shoot the ball to the right side, the pull side will be there later on.
Pitch low to Bolin. 2-1 count. Yeah, it is interesting that barely any hits have been, if any at all, have been towards the right side. Schumacher, we've seen her hit up the middle, but she's the only one that hasn't really hit it to the left side today, pulling that ball. Keely Bolin hits it sky to left, but foul into the Penguin bullpen. 2-2 to the junior left fielder in her third season as a Penguin. Hitting in the bottom of the order, but still just as deadly of a threat as top of the order as she sees a full count from Pamplin.
Yeah, Bolin in that nine spot, a lot of coaches like to see it as a second leadoff role. You're the second leadoff hitter. You're the one that turns the lineup over and gets the top of the lineup back up.
Bolin hits it towards the left side, but once again, another foul ball.
Well, Bolin's on her. She's seeing the ball well here, just pulling it just foul down the third baseline. Like to see her straighten one out, back up the box. Penguins just have to wait a little longer, a half second longer, and those are base hits through the 5-6 hole or up the middle.
Awaiting the pitch is Bolin. Off the glove of Zabit. Bolin reaches safely as Emily Jin will score the 10th run of the game for the Penguins. Once again, not vying to hit towards the right side, but taking advantage of the inconsistencies of fielding from Zabat and Adams in the game, and I think that's going to be the strategy for the day.
Well, that's a tough play for Zabat over at third, diving to her left. She's only playing, looks like, 45 feet away. She's 5 or 6 steps in front of the third base bag, and that one got on her quickly.
Mackenzie Schumacher in her third at-bat of the day, only in the second inning. 0-1 count, 2 Mackenzie Schumacher, the center fielder, who in her 2 at-bats had walked in her first at-bat. In the second one, she hit a first base single to the middle.
Both times Schumacher has reached base today, she's stolen second. There's that speed at the top of the lineup that we like to talk about with Schumacher, getting in scoring position right away.
We have a very short game today as we're already up 10 runs in the second inning. The mercy rule is 8 runs by the 5th inning. As Mackenzie Schumacher sees a ball that's in the dirt, 2-1 count. Keely Bolin at first, not looking to steal, but that doesn't necessarily matter as long as Schumacher can get a hit. But she swings and misses, 2-2 count.
That's a good slow curveball by Pamplin. She spotted that on the outside corner, and Schumacher just unable to wait long enough and just flailed at it, trying to make some sort of contact.
Pamplin may have a chance with that curveball, but Schumacher hits it to Adams, who will get the force out at second to get Bolin out to end the inning. So that is 4 runs scored for the Penguins on, I believe, only one hit in that inning. But extending the lead, 10-0 are your Dominican Penguins going into the third inning. For NDNU, we'll see the 8-9-1 hitters. Garcia, Zabit, and Stahl looking, the first two looking at their first at-bat of the game. Penguin Radio, you're listening to NC2A Softball, radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back.
In the heart of downtown, Sanderfeld Joe's is a family-favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors.
Welcome back, everybody. NC2A Division II Softball on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Defensive changes for the Penguins. They lead at 10-0 here in the top of the third. Taylor Munoz has come in to play third for the DUs. Maddie Christensen has moved over to second. Haley Cheek has come in to play first in right field. Vanessa Porto. And that'll round out the defensive changes for the Penguins. Catafai is still out there in the circle for the DUs. Chinchilla behind the dish. 10-0. Penguins lead it here in the third. And for the Notre Dame De Namur Argonauts, it'll be the 8-9-1 hitters due up in Melissa Garcia, Lauren Zabit, and back to the top of the lineup in Haley Stahl.
You know it's a good day when you see Gabby Catafias dancing out in that circle. 10-0 lead, plenty of run support for her. She's having a great time and looking to still take command of the strike zone and continue to do her thing, feeling a little more confident.
Garcia steps in. First pitch from Catafias, a called strike. Nothing in one. I'm Melissa Garcia, the second baseman for the Argonauts. Garcia hitting 217 so far in this 2018 season. The 0-1 delivery from Gabby Catafias. Oh, that was in tight. Garcia able to get out of the way, and the count evens at 1-1. Gabby Catafias for the Penguins came into today with a 2.62 ERA, 7 strikeouts, and 5 walks. The 1-1 curveball in the dirt, swung on and missed, and it's 1-2 to Melissa Garcia. Catafias, 3 strikeouts so far here today, no walks on the ledger. As she toes the rubber and stares into Chinchilla, who gives the sign into the wine, the 1-2 delivery. Chopped on the ground, wide of the third base bag. Count will remain 1-2, and Haley Cheek's going to trot into the circle to have a conversation with Gabby Catafias.
I'm looking over here. I'm surprised that NGNU hasn't been playing Elizabeth Santoyo. I'm not sure exactly what position she plays, but she's the second best hitter, or one of the best hitters, hitting .353. Kind of amazed she's not in this lineup right now.
Catafias into the wine. Curb on the dirt. Check swing down to the first base umpire. Yes, Garcia went around. The fourth strikeout of the day for Gabby Catafias in the first out of the inning.
Girl.
In steps Lauren Zabit for the Argonauts, a left-handed hitter. The third baseman for the Argos. Looking to turn the lineup over with Haley Stahl on deck. Zabit digs in. Hands wiggling above the shoulder. First pitch from Catafias is a called strike on the outside corner. Nothing in one. Defense from left to right for the Penguins in the outfield. Bolin, Schumacher, Porto. On the infield will be Munoz, Reyes, Christensen, and Cheek. Catafias into the line. The 0-1 pitch is a fastball on the outside corner. And it misses for a ball. 1-1. One away here. Penguins up 10-0 here in the third. Catafias right back to the rubber as she's in a groove and has been since the first pitch of the game, the 1-1 delivery. Running up on it is Zabit over to Cheek at first, unable to handle it. Underhand flip to Christensen covering, and Zabit runs right through Christensen. And the ball comes loose, and Zabit will reach safely on an infield single.
Almost a collision there at first base, but any base runner for the Argonauts, they're going to take advantage of it.
One away here in the third, one on as Zabit's being checked on by the first base coach for the Argonauts, and she's okay after she ran into Maddie Christensen, who was covering. So one on, one away for the Argos here, back to the top of the lineup, and Haley Stahl, who struck out to open the game for the NDNUs. Catafias into the wind, first pitch to Stahl, chopped on the ground to third. Munoz up with it on a short hop. Off-balance throw to first for the second out of the inning. Over to second goes Zabit, and we have two away here in the top half of the third, and in steps Megan Lawson, the DP for the Argonauts, who grounded to third in her first at-bat. She's 0-1 on the day. 10-0 Penguins lead, radio.dominican.edu. Forrest Hunt, Tressa Furry. Stuart Horn will be joining us later today. Gabby Catafias into the wind, first pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, misses low and away. One ball and no strikes on Megan Lawson. DU's lead it 10-0. 6 in the first, 4 in the second. All started by Alexis Chinchilla, 2-out walk to bring home the first run. The 1-0 from Catafias. It's a fastball on the outside corner, called strike. 1-1 on Megan Lawson. Good defense from the DUs here so far today. The newly checked in Taylor Munoz over at third, making a play right away. The 1-1 delivery from Catafias misses up and away, and it's 2-1 on Megan Lawson. Aurora Adams on deck, the shortstop for the Argonauts. The 3-hole hitter. But for now, it's Lawson with a 2-1 count and 2 away. Catafias into the windup, the 2-1 delivery. Curveball in the inside corner, chopped down the third baseline. Near the Penguin dugout, and the count evens at 2-2.
We don't get to see much playing time from Taylor Munoz, who's one of two seniors on this squad along with Catafias. So, and as we saw, basketball had their senior night yesterday, so It's always good to see the veterans playing.
A 2-2 delivery from Catafias. Curveball misses away. The count goes full on Megan Lawson. So Catafias trying to avoid her first walk of the day and avoid bringing up Aurora Adams, the three-hole hitter for Notre Dame. Gabby stares in to Chinchilla, gets the sign, into the wine. And the payoff pitch from Gabby Catafias misses low and in. Down to first goes Megan Lawson on the walk issued by Gabby Catafias. Argonauts have first and second here in the third with two away, and in steps Aurora Adams. Adams 0 for 1 today, line to center on a good play by Mackenzie Schumacher sliding to put it away to end the first inning. Catafias stares in, spins the ball in her hand into the wine, first pitch, fastball in the outside corner, just missed, 1-0 to Aurora Adams. Penguins playing great defense here so far today, and the hitting has been even better. They have a 10-0 lead here in the third. The 1-0 pitch from Catafias on the ground to short, picked up by Reyes over to third to Munoz for the force out, and that will end the inning. So no runs on one hit and two left for the Argonauts. We go to the home half of the third, due up for the Penguins. 2-3-4 hitters in Reyes, Ramirez, and Waltman. You're listening to NC2A Division II softball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio. Radio.dominican.edu, and we will be right back. Welcome back, everybody. DU's lead at 10-0 going into the home half of the third. Reyes, Ramirez, and Waltman. But it will not be Ramirez. It'll be Taylor Munoz hitting for Alyssa Ramirez in the three spot. As Kurtzer Reyes steps in for the Penguins. First pitch from Pamplin. Swung on and missed on a fastball in the dirt. Nothing and one to Kurtzer Reyes. Penguins playing great defense here today so far and hitting even better. The home opener for the PacWest Conference here today for the Penguins. They're 1-1 at conference after splitting the doubleheader with Art U to open PacWest play. 1-1 on Kurtzer Reyes. Pamplin looks at the wristband. Into the line, the 1-1 delivery from Pamplin to Reyes. Off-speed pitch misses away. 2-1 on Kurtzer Reyes. Reyes leading it off. Munoz on deck. Reyes steps in, the right-handed hitting shortstop. The 2-1 delivery from Pamplin lined down the third baseline. Foul. Count moves to 2-2 on Kurtzer Reyes.
And as we saw in the last inning, Pamplin had a very good curve, slow curveball to Schumacher that made her swing and miss. If I were Pamplin, I'd try to go back to that pitch.
We'll see if she goes to it here. If she leaves it in the zone or drops it down below in the dirt. Pamplin into the wine, the 2-2 delivery to Reyes. There's that slow curveball and misses in the dirt. Ramirez able to check her swing, and it's 3-2 on Kurtzer Reyes. Taylor Munoz on deck for the Penguins. We're in the home half of the third. DU's lead at 10-0. The payoff pitch driven to left down the left field line and into the Penguin bullpen. Out of play. Count remains full on Kurtzer Reyes. Reyes is 0-2 and scored today. Reached on an error. Check that. Reached on a fielder's choice in the first. And grounded to first back in the first inning when she hit twice. The payoff pitch lined up the middle for a base hit, and Kurtzer Reyes gets the Penguins off on the right foot here to open the third, keeping the line rolling. And in steps Taylor Munoz, Haley Cheek on deck. Munoz with her first at bat of the day, looking to keep the train going for the DUs. We have Stuart Horn has joined us here in the broadcast booth, and it's everybody is pumped that Stu's here. First pitch to Taylor Munoz misses away, 1-0.
Well, it's not making softball without Stu Horn cheering on the Penguins.
I'm sure you guys could probably hear him sometimes in the background of our broadcast when he doesn't have our headset on. 10-0, Penguins lead it for the 1-0 pitch to Taylor Munoz misses in the dirt. 2-0 as we welcome in Stuart Orne.
All right. Thank you very much. Boy, I was listening to you guys on the way to the stadium, and you both just sound so good. And 10-0 sounds good, too.
Pampling into the wine, the 2-0 delivery to Munoz. Oh. Slow curveball. Munoz checked her swing, and it's going to be called a strike 2-1.
Yeah, change up. Almost had her go, but they called it anyway. She was looking fastball. Sitting fastball all the way.
Most of the DUs have been here today, as Pampling has struggled to find the zone with her off-speed pitches. The 2-1 delivery. Curveball misses in the dirt. 3-1 to Taylor Munoz, who came in for the DUs in place of Alyssa Ramirez at third.
Forrest, I noticed Pamplin's wearing the protective apparatus out in the circle, which tells me she's probably taken one or two unobstructed to the face along the way.
I'd have to say so as Munoz draws a walk. Penguins have first and second.
You just don't see it that often on defensive players. Quite often with batters, as there's a circle visit, but quite often with batters, they'll wear the protective apparatus. Almost looks like a football helmet. But Pamplin's got it out there. But with no hat, it kind of looks like, you know, back when I was a kid, if you had braces, you wore this thing around the back of your neck. I don't think they wear them anymore because everything's so high tech.
Right.
Well, as you know, if you have braces.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't have to wear that.
You don't have to wear the thing at night?
Nope.
Yeah. But that's kind of what it looks like, but it's even more protective than that. But I just wonder how much that interferes with her ability to see the strike zone, because it seems like there's one bar that drops in right in front of her eyes.
First and second for the Penguins. Haley Cheek steps in, her first at bat of the day. The first pitch from Pamplin, and that one had a little extra on it. Fastball in the inside corner, 0-1.
And I have another thing I have to ask you about, because I heard Tressa back in the first inning talking about the defensive players checking their wristbands, the way Tom Brady looks before each play. He goes to the wrist to check the play.
The 0-1 curveball off the outside corner, count evens 1-1.
But just in the last few years, we've started to see softball players come out with the different plays and pitches and so forth on the wrist.
1-1 curveball popped up on the infield towards the right side. Wyckoff in towards the circle, and she'll put it away for the first out of the inning.
And so then I have to ask, since you played at a pretty high level, not collegiately, but you played a pretty tough league. Did you guys ever wear those?
We never did. No, we played against teams that wore them, and the only assumption my coach could come up with is the fact that they couldn't remember the plays. You know, you run them every day in practice, and maybe their team struggled with remembering the plays. We always had them all memorized. The first pitch to Daylon Dennis is off-speed pitch in the dirt, 1-0. So we practice our plays every single day, and we knew what they were. Our catcher would come out and give signs, nonverbal signs.
Right.
So some teams go with a number system. Some teams go with nonverbal signs.
Now, I'm not sure, but I think I saw DJ Dr. DC here in the stands.
He is here.
Yeah. He has he been on the air?
You gonna he get has him? Not.
You going to get him on the air?
And we asked
we're
him.
We're trying.
We asked
All
him.
All right. He's the host of the Power Hour. What is the Power Hour on? Thursdays at 1, from 1 to 2. Everything you'd ever want to know about comics. I mean everything. And more. Ooh.
2-0 pitch from Pamplin. A curveball in the dirt swung on a miss by Dennis. Reyes at second. Munoz at first. Reyes opened the inning with a single. Munoz walked. With one away here, Daylon Dennis hitting for the Penguins. She's
Pamplin,
1-2.
Pamplin doesn't overpower anybody, but she's got enough junk to keep you guessing. And that's the sign of a great pitcher.
2-1 delivery from Pamplin. Another slow curveball. Called strike as Cisco did a great job to pull that one back up into the strike zone.
That's one of those where you can see the eye of the spin on the ball. The batter's staring at it. It's almost mesmerizing, and that you just can't pull the trigger sometimes.
Pamplin checks the wrist into the wind. The 2-2 delivery misses away, and another full count for the Penguins. Daylon Dennis, the DP for the DUs. With 2 on and 1 away here in the home half of the third, Penguins lead it 10-0, 6 in the first, 4 in the second.
As she goes to the wrist, I wonder if she's making sure the sign from the catcher is with what she's thinking.
To the left side, Adams up with it over to third to zap it for the first out of the inning, and the Penguins now in the same situation with first and second as Daylon Dennis reaches on the fielder's choice.
Boy, it's tough to take the force out at third base, an easy underhand from the shortstop. When the Penguins are threatening to really, well, I mean, not to say it's not blown open already. This thing it's getting out of control.
Chinchilla opened the game with an RBI walk. And that was the first run of the game. The Penguins went on to put up 6 runs in that first inning, all with 2 outs. Chinchilla digs in first pitch. Fastball in the dirt, 1-0, and Alexis Chinchilla, Penguins with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, when you and Tressa first came on the air, it just seemed like I looked down for a moment. The next thing I know, it was 3-0, and then 6, and holy, and then 4 more in the second. Gotta love opening up PacWest play with those kinds of numbers.
The 1-0 pitch from Pamplin misses away to Chinchilla, 2-0.
Keep the Notre Dame fans out of it right away.
And we saw that last night, the Fresno Pacific fans in the Conlin Center, and they were alive and well. The 2-0 delivery from Pamplin, slow curveball, Chinchilla on the ground to third, picked up by Zabit, who steps on the bag for the force out, and that'll end the inning.
Well, what a great stab by Zabit over there at third. It was just a blistering one-hopper to her backhand, and she's able to manage it and step right on the bag for another force. Boy, two forces at third base. That's demoralizing for the DUs. The part that's not demoralizing, 10-0.
Exactly. No runs on no hits, and nobody left. Penguins failed to score for the first time this afternoon. You're listening to NC2A Division II softball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Middle third of the order due up for the Argonauts when we come back. Welcome back, everybody. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. NC2A softball on the radio, home of the Penguins, and the DUs lead at 10-0. Catafai is still out in the circle for the DUs, has yet to give up a run. 4-5-6 hitters due up. First one in the form of Alessandra Giannavola, and she takes a fastball from Catafai on the outside corner, called strike, nothing and one.
And the only NDNU hitter to hit an extra base hit today as she hit a leadoff triple in the last inning.
The 0-1 from Catafias misses. I thought it missed, Tressa, but it caught the outside corner for a called strike, nothing in two.
Well, to be fair, I can't tell what foul balls are sometimes, so you're not alone.
It looked wide from here, and we got a strike call from our home plate umpire. Catafias 0-2, slow curveball, flared into right center field. That'll get down for a hit. Schumacher overruns it. It's almost to the wall. Schumacher will pick it up and get it in quickly. And Giannavola, 2-for-2 this afternoon, with a double and a triple, and right away, the Argonauts in scoring position. Catafias was able to hold Giannavola at third back in the second. She led off the second inning with a triple. Catafias was able to get a line out to short and two strikeouts to end that inning. See if she can do the same here in the fourth as Tavoli Sisco steps in. The Penguins lead at 10-0. Sisco, a right-handed hitting catcher, wide open stance. Catafias into the line. The delivery to Sisco. Fastball in the inside corner just missed. One ball and no strikes. Nobody away here in the top of the fourth. Defensively for the Penguins, left to right on the infield, Munoz, Reyes, Christensen, and Cheek over at first. Into the line. The Catafias, the 1-0 delivery. Curveball misses in the dirt. Chinchilla picks it out. 2-0 on Sisco. Defensively in the outfield for the Penguins, Bolin in left, Schumacher in center, and Porto in right. 2-0 on Tavoli Sisco. Catafias stares in, gets the sign into the line, the 2-0 delivery. Chopped on the ground to third, picked up by Munoz, checks the runner at second. High throw to first, and Cheek able to bring it down for the first out of the inning.
Nice job by Nunez keeping Giannavola at second, as you want to. You don't want those runners. You don't want to blow a perfect 10-0 lead.
Taylor Haynes steps in for the Argonauts, the center fielder. She's 0-for-1 with a strikeout here today. At second, Giannavola, 120 feet away from the first run for the Argonauts, as dropping down a bunt is Haynes. Barehanded by Munoz. Over to first, not in time, as Taylor Haynes beats it by a half a step, and she has a bunt single, first and third for the Argonauts. Here to open the fourth with one away, and in steps Stella Weinkauf. Chinchilla is going to step out in front of the dish and signal the bunt play for the Penguins. And what the Penguins are going to do on a throw down, who's going to cover, are they going to cut it off and come home with it? It's all going to be on what Giannavola does at third base. If the runner at first, Haynes ends up sealing. The Penguins, I think, Tressa, will more than likely throw through and get the out at second with a 10-1 lead. First pitch from Catafias as Chinchilla throws down, cut off by Christensen, and they have Haynes in a rundown. Christensen running her back to first, still has the ball, now runs towards Giannavola at third. Throw to third, not in time. Giannavola dives back safely. Down to second goes Taylor Haynes. 10-0 Penguins lead. Second and third for the Argonauts. And Katafias is facing two runners in scoring position. She got out of it once already back in the second. Can she do it again on Stella Weinkauf? Weinkauf down 0-1 with one away. Katafias into the line, the 0-1 pitch to Weinkauf. Curveball in the dirt. Count evens at 1-1. DU's lead at 10-0 here in the fourth. Remember, the run rule is 8 after 5. So Penguins looking to put this one away quickly. Katafias 1-1 delivery. Curveball misses away. 2-1. And Gabby Katafias struggling to find the strike zone here in the fourth. Katafias so solid throughout the first three innings. Trying to stay perfect. Giving up no runs here in the fourth. The 2-1 delivery is a fastball in the inside corner. Called strike, and the count evens at 2-2. Gabby Katafias one strike away from getting to two outs and holding the NDNU runners in scoring position. Katafias gets the sign, the 2-2 pitch. Curveball swung on and missed in the dirt, strike three. Katafias one out away from sending the DUs back to the dugout without giving up a run. For the Argonauts, in steps Melissa Garcia, the second baseman. 0-for-1 with a strikeout so far here in game number one. DU's lead at 10-0. At third for the Argonauts, Giannavola. Haynes at second. The first pitch to Garcia is a fastball in the inside corner, missed. One ball and no strikes to Melissa Garcia. Garcia digs back in, right-handed hitting second baseman, slightly open stance. Katafias into the line, the 1-0 delivery. Curveball on the outside corner, missed high. 2-0. So the last two hitters, Tressa, Gabby Katafias going 2-0 and putting the Argonauts in the driver's seat.
Yes, but the advantage is for Katafias as she does have two outs in the inning. So
2-0 pitch, chopped on the ground to third, foul. Wide of the third base back. Count moves to 2-1.
So you could go for almost any ground rule play. You could hit it the third, second. You could still get runners out either way. Or, considering how Sherry has 5 strikeouts on the day, let's go for number 6.
With second and third, Penguins left to throw across on a ground ball. The 2-1 pitch from Katafias. Curveball in the inside corner. Called strike. Count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the fourth. Two runners on for the Argonauts. Katafias looking to escape a jam once again into the wind. And the 2-2 delivery from Gabby Katafias. Curveball chopped in front of the plate. Chinchilla lets Gabby Katafias with the glove flip to Chinchilla, not in time. Trying to get the tag play at home. And the Argonauts are on the board with a great slide from Alessandra Giannavola. Melissa Garcia reaches on a fielder's choice, and the Argonauts are on the board. It's 10-1 DUs here in the top of the fourth. The 9-hole hitter, Lauren Zabit, steps in for the Argonauts, a left-handed hitter. It's the third baseman for the Argonauts. First pitch from Katafias, misses up and away. One ball and no strikes. Lauren Zabit, the third baseman for Notre Dame, is 1-for-1 so far with a single back in the third. Katafias is 1-0 delivery. Misses outside and low, 2-0. So three in a row, Gabby Katafias has gone 2-0 to the Argonaut hitters. Zabit digs in, slightly open stance, bat on the shoulder. On deck, the top of the order, and Haley Stahl. The 2-0 delivery from Gabby Katafias. Curveball misses outside, 3-0. So now if you're Katafias, it's almost better to walk Zabit and get back to the top of the lineup so you have a force at any base. Two away here in the fourth. Penguins lead at 10-1. The 3-0 pitch from Katafias. Curveball fouled back to the screen. 3-1 on Lauren Zabit. Katafias taking a walk and a deep breath. She toes the rubber and looks into Chinchilla for the sign. Zabit digs back in. Two away, two on for the Argonauts. A 3-0 delivery from Gabby Katafias. Curveball on the inside corner, called strike, and our home plate umpire thought it was strike three, but it's only two. As the count goes full, on Lauren Zabit. 10-1, Penguins lead it. Two on for the Argonauts, looking to scratch another one across. The payoff pitch from Gabby Catafias. Chopped on the ground to short. Up with it, Reyes. Over to first, and that'll end the threat for the Argonauts here in the fourth. Penguins still lead it 10-1. Argonauts will score once here in the fourth, and we'll go to the home half of the inning. Stuart Horn will be on the play-by-play as the bottom third of the order is due up for the Penguins. You're listening to NC2A Division II. Softball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Bottom four, 10-1, Stuart Horn with you. Good day on this perfect weather day for softball. If you love softball, it's a great time to be out here at Penguin Field. Dr. DC is alongside his first foray. Hey, doctor, how are you?
Good.
Turn him up. I have no Dr. DC.
Oh, there I am.
Dr. DC is on the pulse, taking the pulse of today's game. 10-1. Penguins are looking pretty good so far, Doc.
Yeah, they are. Offense is doing really well, but they seem to be pulling the ball a little bit too much. They need to stay back more on her off-speed pitches, and that's the adjustment that she made in the last inning.
All right, Christensen's going to lead things off for the DUs as Pamplin deals indoors. A check swing, and the appeal down to first is called a strike. I guess she went around, apparently. Christensen, 1-for-2 on the day with a run scored, a single back in the first inning to left. Here we are in the fourth, and she takes 1-1. Dr. DC, you have a show on Thursdays, right? 1-2?
Yeah, I have a show called the Superpower Hour where I break down some stuff going on in the world of comic book movies.
I want to hear more about that. Pamplin deals. Shallow fly ball to center. Haynes has got it, one away. And how did you get involved in the world of comics?
I was very young, and I started watching cartoons like Justice League, the animated series, Justice League Unlimited, and I just fell in love with the mythology that was built around these weird characters.
I like it. Jin, the batter, from the left side. Emily scored twice today. Reached in the first. What an error.
Emily did, but this is a pinch hitter for the freshman, Vanessa Porto, who came in defensively for Jin and Wright.
Porto, I was thinking about that, because doesn't Jin bat from the right side? I didn't know if she had switched it up. Porto's in there now. My mistake. One down, and she takes a ball. Bolin's on deck as far as I know. Grounded softly toward first. Oh, it's underhanded by the first baseman, Weinkopf. Garcia, the second baseman, was covering but muffed it on the transfer. And Porto's aboard. An error on Garcia. So E4 puts Porto on base, and here is Keely Bolin, the sure-handed left fielder for the DUs. Been on base twice today. Like she may have reached on a couple of errors. No, a double back in the first and then an error in the second. This is her third AB, and she takes a fastball away, ball one. The scorecard's a little different than mine, so I'm just getting used to looking at it. Schumacher is on deck, one away, one on in the dirt. Two balls on Bolin, the nine-hole hitter. Stahl in left, Haynes in center.
Giannavola.
And Giannavola over there in right field, playing very shallow. Wind's coming in over the left field wall, as usual. The prevailing wind here at Penguin Field comes over the left field wall. A slow curveball. The runner goes, throw down to second, and Porto slides in safely. Bolin ahead in the count, 2-1. Boy, just a nasty, big breaking off-speed delivery from Pamplin. I wonder if there's any relation to Rod Pamplin, the great pro golfer. I don't know. 2-1 outside. 3-1 now to the Penguins' Keely Bolin. It's a 10-1 ball game in the fourth. Skunk Rule kicks in the fifth. And that's a differential of 8 indoors and walked her. So Bolin heads down to first. And Forrest, is that the third walk of the afternoon for Pamplin? I'm checking the card. No. One, two.
Fourth.
Three, four. All right. And Schumacher from the left side with two on and one away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Argonauts, Penguins, the longtime rivalry. This is fouled back to the screen. And this rivalry goes way back, and it's always been incredibly intense between these two teams. For some reason, you get teams and schools that somehow don't agree with each other. They don't see eye to eye, and it comes out on the field or the court. This is a line drive into center. Haynes is there, and very quickly, Haynes heaves it back into second. Garcia covering, but Porto's back on the bag. So Schumacher is gone on her second pitch with a line drive just blistered to center. And here is Caritza Reyes. Kiwi from the right side. Fourth at bat of the afternoon. Reached and scored in the first on a fielder's choice. Then a ground out over to first. And a single in the third. Kiwi hammers one center field. Haynes backing up. Haynes at the wall. She can't get to it. Everybody's going to score. Here comes Porto around third to score easily. Then Bolin right behind her. And it's 12-1. Kiwi's aboard with a double. Forrest, she hammered it to the base of the wall. Almost got it out of here, but it's 220 straight away at Penguin Field.
I'm just glad to see the Penguins have more of an opposite field approach there. Kiwi in her first at bat, as they all the Penguins, as Dr. DC mentioned as well, have been pulling the ball down the third baseline.
Yeah.
A ton of foul balls down the third baseline that time. She had an opposite field approach, and that's the only way she was able to drive that one to center.
Munoz now the batter. Takes low and away. With two down, Kiwi delivers a two RBI double to straightaway center. Munoz ahead in the count, 1-0, and blisters one, third base line, but foul, 1-1. Dr. DC, you played baseball, you said?
Yeah, 4 years of varsity baseball in my high school.
All right, very good. What position?
Second base.
All right. Well, there are certainly some similarities between baseball and softball, though softball purists are loath when people talk about the two being the same, and clearly they are not the same. Almost everything is different except for the fact that you hit with a bat. And then there's a ball in play. Just about everything else is different. I can't see who's on deck. I can't read this.
It's Haley Cheek.
Oh, Cheek. Of course that's what that says. Yes. Good old Haley Cheek batting in the four hole is on deck, but for now it's Munoz. Playing at third base today. She's scored back in the second inning. Slow roller to third. One hopper, a high throw, but handled by Weinkauf from Zabad. And that's going to do it as Munoz ends things on a 5-3 putout. Well, the Penguins pick up another pair, and it's 12-1. And we go top five. This will be the last chance, for all intents and purposes anyway, for the visiting Argonauts out at Notre Dame, Dana Moore out of Belmont, as Tressa mentioned back in the first inning. And Catafias standing tall and looking very good, throwing hard out there in the circle. And we'll be back in 30 seconds with the top of the fifth right here on Penguin Radio. All right, it's 12-1, everybody. Stahl will lead things off, and the first pitch is hammered toward right field. Porto on the move, and she's got it, one away. Ooh, good play. Porto, the good jump, and read that perfectly off the bat. I did not know if she was going to be able to catch up to it. Porto made it easily. Megan Lawson stands in the DP. One away, check swing, strike called. Lawson walked back in the third. Grounder back in the first, a ground out. Adams on deck, one away here. In the fifth, it's 12-1, so the Penguins have a chance to skunk the Argonauts in game one. Two hopper slowly rolled over to third. Munoz to Cheek, two away. Aurora Adams, a fly ball to center field back in the first, and then a fielder's choice in the third. So she's hitting the ball. She's just not getting it to land fairly. Two down here, everybody. Catafias is one pitch away from finishing it. Fastball is taken for a strike on the outside black. Giannavola is on deck. Adams, the three-hole hitter. Top five, 12-1. Penguins on the precipice of finishing this thing with a skunk roll. Hammered over to third. Picked up by Munoz. Long throw. Game. Well, Dr. DC, you came and joined us here in the Opulent Broadcasting Area, and the next thing you know, the Penguins put it away rather easily.
Yep, it's just how the ball rolls.
All right, well, 10 runs in the first two innings usually gets you started in the right direction. So we'll take a break here on Penguin Radio, everybody. The Penguin ladies out there with Coach Santos are going to talk about things out in shallow left field where they're all encircled or have decided to get down on a knee, and they're going to listen to the coach about stuff. But in a 12-1 victory, seems like there's very little to talk about. If I were the coach, I'd probably say, keep doing what you're doing. Let's not change a thing. I don't know. What do you think, Forrest? Do you think Katafias is going to come out and get things started in the second game, or who are the Penguins going to go with in game two?
Nah, Lauren Percy will start game two for the Penguins, and I think Katafias, after only giving up four hits to the Argonauts in one run and striking out five, she'll be the one first out of the bullpen for the Penguins.
Yeah, I think so, and it's always a good idea to rest Katafias, although she's just grooving it right now, and that was a pretty quick game. I don't know how many total pitches she threw, but looking at the scorecard from the work that the Notre Dames did, they only had one inning where they had six batters. Otherwise, a couple of 1-2-3 innings. The second inning went four. The third inning went five. So she didn't throw a lot of pitches, is my point. And Katafias is probably feeling pretty good.
Yeah, she threw only 70 pitches in that game.
Total of 70. So she's got a lot left in the tank if Percy needs any help. Otherwise, we'll see how things go. Pretty good game one if you are a Penguin fan. And, of course, those of us in the broadcasting area are. So the teams are going to take a break. And if you would please stay with us, we'll have a little music for you, our regular programming here on Penguin Radio. And then we'll have game two. In game one, 12-1. DU's get it done. Game two coming up.